At PNC Private Bank, we want to know what drives you. We call that your why. Once we understand it, we'll build a personalized wealth plan to help you achieve it. So tell us, what's your why? Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, October 20th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The meme stock saga sent shares of companies like GameStop and AMC soaring. A lot of the traders behind that frenzy discussed investment strategy and tactics on Reddit. The CEO of Reddit, Steve Huffman, thinks that's a good thing.
People are allowed to talk about stocks. In fact, it's important that people talk about stocks.
All this week, we're bringing you conversations from our ongoing Tech Live event, featuring some of the tech world's most influential voices. On today's show, we'll have a chat between Steve Huffman and our reporter Deepa Seetharaman about the difficulties of moderating content. That's after these headlines. Facebook agreed to pay a nearly $5 million fine as part of a settlement over whether it illegally reserved jobs for foreign workers. The Justice Department accused the social media giant of giving highly paid positions to international workers it was sponsoring for visas rather than looking for U.S. candidates as required. Facebook also agreed to pay $9.5 million to eligible victims of the alleged discrimination. The company didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Martha Stewart is getting into the NFT game. The 80-year-old lifestyle guru is launching a collection of non-fungible tokens that she's selling on her website alongside her signature cooking and decorating items. NFTs are digital collectibles authenticated using blockchain technology, some of which have sold for millions of dollars. In keeping with the season, Stewart's first NFTs will be Halloween-themed. In the future, she plans to release other collections tied to other holidays and seasons. The new CEO of Instacart, Fiji Simo, predicts that grocery delivery will continue to grow as people's pandemic shopping habits become routine. Roughly 10% of grocery sales take place online, and Simo said at the WSJ's Tech Live conference that she expects that number to reach 30% in the coming years.
If you look at our business right now, we're still 4x bigger than we were at the beginning of 2020. So, it wasn't just like a fad during the pandemic. It has reset a new baseline for our business, and it has changed consumer habits forever. I don't think we're going back. I don't think grocers, will stop having an e-commerce presence.
We'll have more from Tech Live later in the show. And the Securities and Exchange Commission is out with a highly anticipated report on the meme stock frenzy. The agency says regulators should consider whether, quote, game-like brokerage apps like Robinhood are encouraging investors to trade too much. The SEC's two Republican commissioners criticized the report, saying its conclusions were too broad. Speaking of the meme stock saga, one of the focal points of that episode was Reddit. We'll hear from Reddit's CEO about how the company responded, plus other highlights from his appearance at Tech Live. That's after the break.
Don't miss the limited episode podcast series, Sustainably Speaking, featuring trailblazing leaders discussing how to improve sustainability and address climate change through innovation. Join Joshua Baca from America's Plastic Makers for these vital discussions with policymakers, academics, and industry pioneers about partnerships and policies that support advancements to meet this urgent challenge. Subscribe today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
All this week, we're bringing you conversations from the Wall Street Journal's Tech Live event, where some of the most influential voices in tech are sharing their thoughts on the industry's biggest news and what's coming next. Today, the CEO of Reddit, Steve Huffman, shares his thoughts on the meme stock saga, how to moderate online content, and much more with our reporter, Deepa Seetharaman. Here are highlights from that conversation, starting with Deepa.
Steve, I want to start by talking about GameStop. You know, earlier this year, you guys were in the news for the subreddit Wall Street Bets, where a lot of different users were egging people on to buy shares of heavily shorted stocks like GameStop. Tell me, you know, it's been several months. How do you think about that situation with the benefit of time?
You know, in that moment, the first decision, you know, that there were a series of decisions that we were making was like, what's going on here? Is there a problem here? Is there an area where we need to intervene or do something? And we came to the conclusion that it's actually very important that that community stay online. There's, of course, external pressure, and then we saw our own internal challenges with the influx of traffic and attention, right, just straining our systems. So that was our first duty. And looking back on it, I'm very proud of the work that our team did through that. I'm proud of how we, I think, articulated what's important about that community, because it is complex. There's, I think, a lot of nuance there. And the broader theme of the power of community, and then through Reddit, seeing a window into this community of retail investors, how they're thinking, what's going on, I think was really valuable.
So you still think it's a good thing?
Oh.
That was a great development.
Overwhelmingly.
Yeah. I mean, regulators have been probing whether or not that surge broke the law. Have you been involved in those conversations? Have you talked to regulators at all?
Personally, and I think there's maybe been a few questions, but not to the level that I'd be able to give you a more specific answer. Our statements on this have been pretty much in line with my previous answer, which is people are allowed to talk about stocks. In fact, it's important that people talk about stocks.
So. But at the same time, your policies, I mean, market manipulation, illegal activity isn't allowed on Reddit.
Right.
So like, how do you sort out whether you have market manipulation happening versus just a grassroots movement talking about these stocks?
That's a great question. And so manipulation is not allowed on Reddit.
Yeah.
And we've spent a lot of time on that over the years. In fact, it's one of the biggest areas within our kind of anti-evil efforts is manipulation. So whether in this moment we're talking about, you know, stock advice or conversation, but ranging from, you know, trolls having a volume louder than their numbers should allow, or maybe even a savvy marketer trying to get the best of Reddit to promote their stuff, or spammers or whatever. I guess the latter two are really the same in my opinion. Like keeping our voting system fair is so important.
Right.
That's where we've put a lot of effort for, you know, well over a decade now.
We've been talking a lot about content moderation in the Valley for a long time. There's a large company in Menlo Park that you might be familiar with that has been in the news a lot for a variety of different content moderation struggles and issues. But, you know, I'm curious, like, how do you view your progress since the 2016 election in terms of cleaning up your platform and making sure it's safe?
I think we've made a lot of progress.
Yeah.
Now, I always follow that with, and there's more work to do.
Yeah.
I think the work never stops. But for us, we've evolved our policies a number of times.
Yeah.
We've evolved our ability to articulate those policies, which I think is also really important, and our ability to enforce them at scale. And then on the other side, or maybe another aspect of this that I think is really unique to Reddit, is the empowerment of our communities.
Yeah.
Right? Every post and comment on Reddit has both the up and down arrows. And it's really our first and probably actually most effective line of defense.
People.
Against is people. Because people, like, they create these communities on Reddit for themselves. They want to have nice spaces.
Yeah.
They want to be free of interference. They want to talk about their interests and passions. And so they being able to reject behaviors and content that doesn't fit within their communities is very powerful.
Last year you took down the Donald, the subreddit that before having all kinds of toxic behavior. I mean, do you think you were too slow to do that?
The Donald, like many of these decisions of ours that live in the gray area, was complex.
Yeah.
And so if I understood it the way I understood now sooner, I think we would have done things differently. But it was a journey to get there. And in fact, our policies evolved a number of times over the years. Because that community, among many things, was very good at living in the gray area. That was kind of the problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, the former CEO of Reddit, Ellen Pao, has described, a year ago she tweeted that Reddit had become a safe haven for white supremacists and that taking down the Donald wasn't enough. I mean, do you agree with that characterization? What do you think of her criticism?
I do not. I think that's a fair criticism.
Okay, why not?
In fact, when I returned to Reddit in 2015, among other things, it was to address this issue. And among the first things that I and the team did was evolve our policies and ban some of the worst communities of that nature mm-hmm. that were actually created and thrived under my predecessor's watch. So I think results matter.
Yeah.
These are not easy problems. I think reasoning through these things and articulating them at scale and enforcing them at scale is never straightforward.
Yeah.
But we've done our very best, and I'm proud of the progress we've made.
So the Reddit Ambassador Program received a lot of criticism and is polarizing the community. What was the idea behind this, and why is the impact so bad? This is an audience question.
Okay, fair enough. So the Ambassador Program is, for what it's worth, is still under development. But
yeah.
the idea is we're growing around the world. And so we're trying to be intentional about, you know, for these users, basically hiring them as contractors to help us grow Reddit.
Yeah.
So we're trying to strike the balance of being human powered, you know, with all of the taste and good judgment that people, human beings bring,
yeah.
as opposed to, you know, algorithms and scripts and other things that we could possibly do.
Why has it taken so long for you guys to think international?
Well,
more depth.
I mean, let's talk about growth in general.
Yeah.
Which is Reddit, we are not powered by the same kind of friends and follower model
yeah.
that social networks are. Social networks have this very powerful network effect where I join and the product gets better when my friends are there.
Yeah.
So I'm very highly incentivized to bring my friends.
Yeah.
And for better or for worse, it led to explosive growth of these platforms.
Yeah.
Reddit doesn't work that way. And so it means our growth has been much more organic. Reddit grows the way a city grows. They're created by their citizens. And cities naturally self-organize into neighborhoods that have their own cultures and vibes.
Yeah.
And Reddit is very similar. It naturally self-organizes into subreddits, into communities that have their own cultures and vibes.
Yeah.
And so that's the way Reddit grows. It's a natural living thing. And sometimes I actually think our job at Reddit is less as like kind of tech and product people
mm-hmm.
and more as like anthropologists,
hmm.
like studying this thing and trying to understand it and
yeah.
trying to shepherd its growth. But it's people. Reddit is created by people, by its users.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Thanks. Thank you.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. The third and final day of Tech Live takes place today, Wednesday, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can catch all the speakers by heading over to techlive.wsj.com/TLpodcast. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
20 years ago, energy giant Enron was considered one of the most innovative companies in the world. But in late summer 2001, the company's top executive resigned out of the blue. That set my colleague Rebecca Smith and me on a reporting journey with an end we never imagined. I'm John M. Schwiler from The Wall Street Journal. On our new podcast, Bad Bets, we unravel big business dramas that have had a big impact on our world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.